Hello, I'm Jeremy Rivera, your unscripted SEO and small business podcasting host. I'm here with Soumya Goyal, who's going to introduce StellarCast, her SaaS, and introduce herself and her product.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Jeremy. My name is Soumya Goyal. I am the founder of the product StellarCast. So StellarCast is a platform that manages how you see your brands in the AI world. So when someone asks ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, or Gemini, what's the best X, the model name a couple of brands. So StellarCast watches whether you are one of them, figures out if you are missing. So if you're missing, it ships the fix. It actually proves that that the needle is moved, that you are there after the fix has been done. Think of it as a system of AI records that is being cited, that is being considered, and that is being chosen. So it is basically a dashboard where other dashboards just give you one time. This is a continuous process wherein it completes the whole flywheel. It figures out what the problem is, it's fixed, and it runs continuously.
So what are some of the things that you're seeing are in the bucket of actions that you're doing to increase the visibility of those citations? Let's say first cut around, you're not getting seen very much. What are the steps that your program is taking to improve the visibility of those citations?
So it's basically a loop run by specialist agents. So one monitors every engine for how you are cited versus your competitors. So another one diagnose why you are missing. Includes all the facts, the source, the entities, and which model can't find you. There are a couple of models, right? So you don't know which user is using which model. So it also identifies from which model you're missing. It drafts the fix. And once you approve, it ships the fix on your behalf. And then it rechecks in the engine, basically, that the fix that you pushed are actually working or not. It basically verifies the lift that is being done by this dashboard, this product. So it is basically monitor, diagnose, execute, and then prove. So it continuously moves in. It completes the flywheel. So most of the tools stop at the dashboard. The whole point of StellarCast is closing the loop and keeping the things in log and moving the things continuously rather than just one-time audit or one-time fix.
Got it. Okay, so you have integrations then with WordPress, Shopify, and Webflow CMSs. And so after you do the diagnosis, it gives you suggestions of additions to make to your site to fill the query and intent gaps that you found in the citations. Is that?
Yeah, so it basically will be, giving you the fixes. You just need to approve it and do it. So currently, it's early and building in open. So we are onboarding the focus group of pilot brands and agencies as a design partner. Currently, I am sharing what I learn on LinkedIn, and yeah, it's pretty much on the early stage and in a continuous building stage.
What are some of the differences you're seeing in behavior between the different models of the search engines that's surprised you?
So it is like when I say some people ask now people ask questions on AI. So they don't ask which is the best brand. So they ask, will it do the X number of things for me? So the questions have also changed. So models interpret them in a different manner. So the thing that different model uses it, it finds in different ways, it understands the things in different way, they react and respond in different ways. And so, you know, it depends what you ask and what you get from different models, basically.
I'm curious what kind of turnaround window, as far as like updating, you know, the freshness of the query, because when we're looking from an SEO perspective, you know, we're very used to, oh, okay, I'll make this change in SEO on the page, and maybe I'll see an impact in rankings and visibility based off of that change, you know, maybe in a week or a month or 6 months. But as far as I understand, can you give a window as to how quickly you're seeing AI models shift their answers based off of the citable information you're providing about yourself?
So ranking is different and citation is different, you know?
Yes.
So, it is like that AI citations overlap Google's top 10 links only by 14%, which I read, you know, in last few months. So this is kind of a very different from what you want, actually. You want to be ranked or you want to be cited in the AI answers. Currently, the brands that are doing marketing or they want to be cited, they are not sure what the AI is going to answer. So, as I was going through one of your broadcasts with Patrix, he said that SEO is now the subset of GEO, which I liked really nice. So, yeah, it's evolving. And basically, we are starting AI from zero, basically. SEO is now 20 years old and is evolving with a new term of AI citations. So, yeah, that's the take.
In terms of time frame, do you see once you implement and like once you suggest those changes and push them to production, have you seen nearly instant updates to fresh queries after that that reflect the new data? Or is there some amount of lag time or is the LLM model caching at all? Or should you basically think of it differently than Google and think, okay, once I answer these questions, the LLMs are pretty much just forgetting the previous version altogether, and they're seeing the new answers and using that, you know, when they crawl the site, they're pulling your new, more thorough answers that you've placed to better fit those queries. Is that, are you seeing fairly instant answers or updates, or is there lag time, and does that change based off of the models?
Something I am watching too. I don't concrete, you know, comments on that. Would like to know what you are seeing in these terms. I mean, like being old enough for CEO, SEO on for past maybe 15 years or so.
Yeah, what I've seen, I have a handful of cases where I've launched something like a community cleanup for clean air. Like it took about 20 minutes for Microsoft Copilot to recognize when I put in a query, hey, is there a cleanup in this park in Colorado? And it was able to pick that up within 20 minutes. but I don't, other queries that I've done referencing new information for a brand sometimes is, in one other case, it took a whole day. I think with events, there actually might be an API connection between Eventbrite and ChatGPT, because that saw it almost immediately as soon as I posted it. So I think it depends on the query space, the type of query that's being input, whether it's referring to its existing training database, referring to third-party data sources, or pulling again from the SERPs. So possibly, you know, I've had cases where I've made edits in, you know, a LLM-based query that I put in, didn't update for, you know, a few days. But a few days is a lot shorter than the cycle of, you know, trying to re-rank a query on Google and, you know, getting it to surface in a search query. It's almost like we should be treating it as a more, you know, liquid surface. Like, you know, our plan and mindset for SEO is always so long-term, but it seems your model's much more focused on the reactiveness and the desire for freshness. QDF, query it deserves freshness, seems to be super high in LLM models. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, so it's seen like when you want to measure whether the model says your name or not, most of the brands have never read what AI says about them. And sometimes AI is confidently wrong. And it cites you the data, which is you know, maybe 2 years ago, the pricing or the reviews that are there. So from where they are picking those data, even after a lot of refresh, lot of fresh data. So yeah, this is something I am also watching and, you know, keeping a sight on. So that's a
difficult. Matt Brooks says ChatGPT is your least trained customer support representative, and so you need to give it some training. And you can't do that training if you're not listening to the answers that they're giving to people. So it's kind of like we have like a rogue, you know, help document, you know, a rogue product management where, you know, people are asking it for information. And if we're not checking on what is being provided, it's like a knowledge base that is out of our control initially. Yeah. So this would be your SaaS is aimed at kind of opening that up and becoming, you know, your interface to understand what type of answers are being given out based off of your own content.
Yeah.
So are the changes and influences that you're trying to impact, it's closing the gap with your own platform? Like, you're not partnering and trying to get third-party citations placed. Your tool is focused on what you're saying about yourself, or what isn't currently said about yourself that AI might be misrepresenting.
Yes. So it'll be, you know, monitoring. So first, are you cited or not? If a user asks about certain things, like, let's say, some hair care brands, some cruelty-free shampoos or something like that. So are you present or not in the AI answers is the first question that is going to be there and if not, why? So it has to, you know, monitor through every LLM platforms. Continuously, this cannot be one-time process. Like, maybe today you ask him in such a manner, he is going to answer. I mean, like, the LLM is going to answer it. But maybe 2 days, 3 days down the line, He might change his background search and may name your competitor, and you will be crossed out forever. So first thing will be, you know, to monitor, then to diagnose what is happening, what is not, and then to execute the fix that is there and prove, let's say every Monday, it's going to prove that, yeah, the X number of questions, if you are asked those LLMs, it's going to cite you, mention you, make you visible in the AI. So the visibility in AI is simple. I think it is like make your brand, easy for AI to find, actually. I think I make it very simple. Easy for AI to find, understand, and read. So that is the new name of AEO that you can say. I mean, I find it in a very simple English language.
Curious, as far as the company, this is early access. Is this your first SaaS that you have been founded? Do you have other projects that you've worked on? And what space were they in?
Coming to my background, I have been, doing 15 plus years of quality engineering, 8 years in Accenture, and then leading QA independently, and building a validation framework as a AI systems. It's freezing, terrifying in equal manner. Measures that I own the quality to enterprise programs for years. So shipping something with my own name on it is a different kind of exposure. Building for global brands, markets from India. As of now, I'm just being live on LinkedIn with and some engines. And I see this problem is there with everyone coming to the new AI world. So that is how I thought of building it. Yeah, being a first time founder in my career. Yeah.
Well, is there any detail as to like what the backend platform that you've chosen? Is it Angular, Vue.js? Like what are you looking as far as like the SaaS experience itself?
So I have my colleague, he's the CTO in Stellarcast. So he's looking on the all the technical stuffs out there. So I don't bother him much on what's there. I just focus on the product idea, the design, the other stuffs here.
Well, it's certainly, you know, an area of conversation I've had with, you know, different agency owners, you know, talking with my friend Timothy Jackson. He's got like a Nashville SEO agency. It's something that, you know, our clients are bringing up and bringing to the table, and they want clarity of information and want to know, you know, some action items that they can take. So I think there is a potential market fit for your SaaS. Certainly, some of the smaller SMBs and, if you're a housing contractor or you're a roofer, like you kind of want to have a solution that's going not just give you a dashboard that might mean something to somebody else, but actually suggesting things, I think is a nice layer. And then being able to like work in like, what was the impact of this right into the same UX? I think that's an effective bundle.
Yeah, so I think that human in loop is always needed. So other dashboards just give you one-time audit or one-time monitor. As I already told, mine is totally continuous, independent. It will give you drafts of the fixes. And once you approve, with the details given, it can also ship it, fix it, and will definitely move the needle for you what you're looking for.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing about your SaaS. I'll make sure that stellarcast.ai is linked in the show notes. And you said you are in an early access phase right now, looking for your first cohort or two of people trialing it out. Do you have any estimate yet of, you know, what the price point is going to be once you fix the model out?
Not exactly. So because we are in the design phase, we are onboarding the design partners. And, I want to just focus on the brand as of now, the pilot mode, not coming with the, pricing point so early. So that's
fair enough. All right. Well, this has been an episode of Unscripted SaaS. You can catch more episodes of Unscripted SaaS at the website, unscriptedsaas.com. I'll make sure that the StellarCast site is linked in the show notes for anybody that's interested. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me, Soumya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.